This episode of Recap the Recap is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Go to tweakedaudio.com, put in the code IDS, get yourself 33% off and free shipping on some awesome headphones. Welcome to Recap the Recap. Hey boy, hey. Hey girl, hey. How you guys doing out there? It's finally cold in the DMV. Like, it is seriously windy outside and winter coat weather. Now mind you, it's snowing in Atlanta, which I'm sure they're like WTF, but it makes me nervous about how this winter is going to be. I love snow and I love cold weather. And I love cold weather because I'm always hot. So I love cold weather. But I'm like, God damn, what is this winter going to be like?
Yeah, we got no warning for this one.
I mean, what in the world?
None. It was shit. What, Monday, Tuesday? Was it like 80 one of those days or something like that?
Yeah. How you going to go from 80 to like 30? 40 degrees.
Yeah.
That's just, it feels like it's wrong. Wrong, I say. I am Queen Neen. I should have introduced myself before. But hey, I just did. So welcome again to the show, sir.
I'm your man, Big B. What's going on, peoples?
What's going on?
A little groggy today. I'm on some meds. So I'm a little groggy.
Like some good stuff?
Yeah, some loosen up your muscle shit.
Mm.
Yeah, I'll explain it more in one finger, two finger.
Tomorrow. Oh, man.
I guess. Computer, be willing.
Oh, see. You know, we got hit up on that. Like, people were like, what in the world?
Yeah, that was some Mission Impossible shit. It's like every time I tried to go in and say some more to show, it erased some more of what was it.
That sucks. Oh, well. I mean, it was good. I will say it was a good show. I mean, I guess you can just take my word for it. But there'll be, hopefully, tomorrow, a new episode of the Indeep Show. So, for everybody out there that's been wondering what happened, man, sometimes the gremlins get you. That's why we asked y'all to donate to PayPal so we can get some new shit.
At least just some reliable shit that I don't even give us new.
Right. Okay, some halfway kind of sort of working new kind of shit.
Garage sale and...
just buy some Monster Mash shit. Oh, hey, I get it. I dig it. But, you know, anyway, so hopefully you guys have been listening to old episodes of the Indeep Show. You know, just to kind of get you still, you know, excited about us coming back. And we thank everybody for listening to Recap the Recap. And you know, you can find us on Twitter at Recap the Recap. You want to send us an email, you can send it to recaptherecap@gmail.com. Oh, Yahoo's going to be mad at you for that. Because you know that's a Yahoo thing, right? Okay, great. I guess that told me you didn't really give a shit.
Exactly.
Right. Oops. No pun intended, but hey, that was a good one for me. Anyway. All right, because we know what today is.
It's awkward transition days. What day is it?
I was saying it's football day.
Oh.
Redskins versus the Vikings. I knew it. Thank you. So, with that being said, now... we can get into some awkward transition stories because I don't know how to segue better into this story. This reminds me of a topic we did talk about on the Indeep Show, and I want to send a shout out to Chaz for posting this on RTR's page. I actually saw this on the news, but okay, this story made me laugh because I thought, now how good was this man's D that this woman, Geneva, I'm going to call, well,
Convention.
What'd you say?
No.
Somebody you know? Well, it looks like Geneva Nunez Figueroa, 28. She became lodged in this guy's chimney.
Yeah.
You remember this story?
Yes.
And this story is like about a week or so old, but it was so funny to me. I was like, I have to still talk about this story because I was like, God damn, this guy. The guy's name, he went by Lawrence. So apparently Lawrence, quote unquote, and Miss Figueroa went on a couple dates and, you know, they met online. Everything was going okay. And then all of a sudden, he said she was really cool. But the first flag was he saw her on his roof 2 weeks ago. That was the first red flag?
That's not first flag. That is only flag needed.
That's what I'm saying. That was the first flag?
See, first lets you know there's going to be a string of this foolishness.
Right. Well,
that should have been the only flag. It should have been like, bitch on my roof. All right.
Are you cleaning out my gutters? I mean, what is happening? Right.
I don't know. I don't care if you are, if you my girl and you work for a roofing company. I don't want you on my roof. God damn it. You could be giving me a free inspection. I don't want it.
Why?
Fuck off my roof.
I don't know why this story made me laugh so hard when I saw it. Because, you know, if you were watching it on the news, you actually saw poor Geneva. You saw her inside and her hands were up in the air. And so the firefighters had to use jackhammers and some oil and some dish soap to get her out of the roof. And can you imagine, though, how scary that must be? Because it's like, what if she made it actually, like, you know, she did like a Santa Claus. What if she actually made it down that chimney and into his house? Like, what the hell would have happened? Was she like...
Speaking of Santa Claus, they said something was in the chimney. One of the officers were heard saying, it's a ho, ho, ho.
Oh. But I'm about to... I wish she had your...
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that was real scary. But like I said, like, how good was Lawrence's dick? I mean...
I give you credit for saying that.
What?
That it could possibly be...
The D?
The D, because... Most chicks would have been like, all right, how you know she don't owe him... He ain't owe her some money. She was coming to get it, so...
Mm-mm.
No, it's the D.
Nah, something must have been up. Like, he must have had some magical stuff. Or she could just be batshit crazy. I don't know which one it is. But looking at her picture, she did look a little off. But, I mean, because Lawrence was trying to play it cool. First of all, who just gives their name as Lawrence when you're doing an interview? Like, normally you give a little bit more. You're like, yeah, Lawrence Smith or Lawrence
Fishburne.
Okay, I wasn't going to go there, but Blackish is really funny. Are you watching Blackish? I'm sorry. Another transition. Are you watching Blackish?
Sometimes-ish.
Okay. All right. You have to watch it. It actually is really funny.
It's
and Lawrence Fishburne, speaking of Lawrence, he's been doing a really great job in the dad role. So, because it's like, you can see, like, that dad character in, like, mm-hmm. your dad or some dad that you know.
I see that in Mr. P.
See? There you go. We're saying...
It's actually, I almost envision Mr. P exactly in that role in my future family situation.
See? Right. He'll be living with you. He'll be talking about beating kids, and he'll walk away because he got some other stuff to do.
Right.
And he'll just, you know...
He'll shovel the shit on the table and walk away and right. let you clean it up.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He got other stuff to do, so he'll be like, all right, and I'm... I got company, so I'll be back. All right, great. But, yeah. So, people... you know what? I really want to... I wish I could find out, like, where exactly they met online. Like, was it Tinder? Because if it was Tinder, then it's kind of like, well, it's kind of what you get.
I think it just doesn't matter.
Really? Okay. So like Match.com or eHarmony or didn't matter. Tinder is like the app where you, you know, remember I talked about it. Okay. Well, guys like crazy chicks. So that's probably why Lawrence hung out with her for a little bit longer.
It's something about knowing that your penis has no business being in this woman.
Right.
Is what makes it. Is that what so it is?
Ooh, I don't like the way you're looking.
No, I shouldn't do this, but.
Right. And the next thing you know, a chick is climbing down your chimney, getting stuck. My thing of it is, like, how did they even know she was in there?
I'm sure she was hooting and hollering.
Dude, no. She couldn't. Imagine if she was like this. Like, her hands were straight in the air. Right. Like,
she could still use her mouth.
I don't know. She was in that joint. Job tight.
Help. Use your mouth. Stuck I saw the pictures of her.
Stuck in a roof? You think like somebody heard her yelling? Yes. Oh, maybe he heard her. Yeah, exactly. Maybe. Right, okay. But I know he wasn't home.
You can hear raccoons and squirrels in your shit.
Yeah, you're right. He wasn't home when it actually happened, so which makes me wonder how long was, Geneva actually in there?
How many times did she shit and piss on herself until they found her?
Ooh. Okay, great. All right, so on to what?
How did she explain this to her girlfriends or next potential mate?
Just better hope he don't Google
her. I got
her.
Locked up off some bullshit, man. This motherfucker, I got caught in this nigga's chimney just trying to see him.
He told me to use the chimney at the front door. So I was like, all right, then. We playing a game.
That's one of them stories where your girlfriend be like, yeah, girl. And the motherfucker go home, start packing their shit.
Don't ever talk to you again. Move to another country. Okay, this story kind of sucks. Anthony Warren. Back in 2008, there was a video of police officers punching and kicking him. Now, mind you, he had led police on a 20-minute high-speed chase. Although that's no excuse for them to do that.
Oh, yes, it is.
No. Okay, wait a minute. Okay, here comes the kind of sort of the excuse. So he actually now is serving a 20-year sentence for attempted murder because he ran over a police officer. He hit a school bus, a patrol car, then he crashed, and then he got ejected from his vehicle. So I'm like, okay, he was already fucked up. Like, why y'all gonna be beating on him, punching and kicking? Ooh, that's not funny. I'm sorry. So, but here's the part that is bananas. So he sued in 2009, five of the police officers, and this is in Birmingham, Alabama. So five of the police officers with excessive force. The crazy part is, so he won $459,000, right? But the sad part, oh, I'm sorry, $460,000. The sad part is he only gets $1,000 of it. His lawyers actually get $100,000 for their expenses and $359,000 in fees. So he's sitting in jail for, you know, let's say 20-year sentence. I mean, he did some stuff to a cop, so he's probably pretty much going to spend that 20 years in jail, right? Mm-hmm. So he only gets $1,000.
CD.
CD what?
If I was his ass, I'd put that $1,000 on a CD. And in 20 years, you might have about 10 when you come out.
You think Anthony knows something about that? You're saying invest. Invest your money, Anthony. Invest your money in some good stocks. Go half on a nail salon or something.
Apple.
Oof. I'm like, that's not even enough for your commissary. I mean, like $1,000?
Listen, you ain't seen that $1,000. Don't even incorporate that into your 20-year sentence. Burning that up on oodles and noodles and toothpaste and shit. Just say, listen.
And some cigarettes.
Right. Just ask one of them lawyers to be kind enough to just invest that bitch in a good CD.
Shit, the lawyer might be dead by the time you get out.
It don't matter. As long as he put that shit in your name, you might not make it out.
Right. How about that? And be like, I just couldn't believe this story. I'm like,
wouldn't that be the best?
I don't believe that story.
Wouldn't that be the best story, though, if he did that, and then when he came out, he flipped that 10 grand into a multi-billion dollar company? Yeah. See, kids, this could be you.
This could be you. Not really. But I just, oh, man, I just felt really like, oh, dude. like, what did your contract say that you were just like, yeah, that's fine, whatever they say? Is that, I mean, it was just that simple? Because I'm like, how did you give away all your money? I mean, I know it was it started in 2009 up to now, but
he probably got the same lawyer that he was using to write the contract.
Mm-hmm. Welp, so much for him. And I'd like to say good luck, but I don't even know if that...
Holler at you in 20, my friend.
Not me. Okay. I like to, every once in a while, talk about, you know, Fox News, Bill O'Reilly. I think the last story I did was on Miss Beautiful Stacy, lovely Crazy Balls Dash. So, but now, this story piqued my interest because it was between Bill O'Reilly and Tavis Smiley. So that kind of piqued my interest. I was like, okay, well, let me check it out and see what they're talking about. As usual, Bill O'Reilly's always, you know, going on some racist, I mean, I don't know. Oh, Bill O'Reilly. I mean, I like to pay attention, though, because it's like you always want to know what other people are talking about. So O'Reilly said to Tavis, he said he insisted that Republicans care about African Americans, but it just appears as if they don't because they're more intimidated than uncaring. So Tavis was like, what are you talking about? What are they intimidated by? He said, are black folks scary? Is that what you're trying to say? And of course, O'Reilly was like, and I'm surprised. They said he responded quickly, which I'm surprised. But he said, no. The white Republican power. I'm like, ooh, you said white Republican power. Okay. All right. Those are the words you put together. Okay. He said the structure's afraid of black Americans. And he says, they don't know how to treat them, how to speak to them. They don't know anything about the culture, and they don't want to be called a racist bigot, so they stay away. I was like, I mean, that sounds about right, probably. So then O'Reilly also told Tavis, he said that Republicans don't care enough to put in the effort knowing they won't receive many votes in return. So he's like, pretty much, why the hell should the Republican Party be bothered with African Americans or black people when they don't really give a shit about them anyway? Like, the black people don't care about the Republicans, and the Republicans don't care about the black people. So,
It's kind of funny saying it, because I actually have seen a handful of commercials for that very reason. Basically, I can't remember who it was endorsed by, but it was an African-American woman that said, you know, she's been a Democrat. And
Larry Hogan. Mm-hmm.
And she was like, you know, she's tired of it, of getting no results, and mm-hmm. so she's going to vote Republican, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I actually thought that was a pretty interesting commercial, and that's a local commercial, right? In the, you know, for this area, PG County. So I actually thought that was pretty interesting. But I don't know. I mean, it's like we're so used to Bill O'Reilly saying, like, random shit, but I was like, white Republican power? I mean, it just reminded me of, like, white power, you know? And I'm like, I wonder if he even has any idea, like, how he put that sentence together, if he even gives a shit. Probably not. But I always say, you know, people, bottom line is you got to vote. I mean, doesn't matter who you vote for. If you want to vote Republican, that's cool. But just vote, period. So, because they already think black people don't vote. So, and they were saying also, too, that Democrats have been using the recent deaths of Michael Brown and Trayvon Martin. They've been kind of using that as a tactic to get people out to vote, you know. And so I was thinking, like, I wonder if that's going to be something that's going to be helpful to people, you know, that say, you know, hey, yeah, I am angry about Michael Brown. I am angry still about Trayvon Martin. Yeah, I'm going to get out there and vote. Or is it really just like, meh, I don't feel like it. Maybe I'll vote again in 2016 when there's a new president. Because it's like, I'm wondering, like, I hope people still vote in their local elections, because it matters. And I know people don't think it does, but it really does.
It does. To be honest with you, I feel it matters more on the local level than it does in the presidential mm-hmm. level, you know? Because what you vote on the local level affects you faster. and more, you know, more direct.
Yeah. Well, they already said that the we already know that the rating for the president is down. Like, it's pretty low. But nobody ever says, like, all the good things that he's done. And, you know, it's just always focused on the negative. So, you know, anyway, people just get out there and vote. So on from a, I don't want to, well, I guess Bill O'Reilly is racist. Some people may think this next person is racist. Some people might not think she's racist. But on to a story about Paula Deen. And I wanted to get your opinion on the story, B. I wanted to see, do you think that, you know, we as in black people are overdoing it when it comes to Paula Deen now? So so about a week or two ago, people were a little bit upset and up in arms about Paula Deen's website for Ladies and Sons. Lady and Sons. It's a restaurant that they her family owns in Savannah, Georgia. So, and on the website, it features this black lady. And she, as they say, she kind of looks like a mammy figure because she's shown ringing a dinner bell. And we all know, like, you know, the mammy back in the day was to let the, you know, family of, that owned the plantation, let them know the dinner was ready. Okay. So, but on their website, Lady and Son, excuse me, Sons, it's just to let people know, hey, you know, these are the hours of the restaurant of operation. So all of a sudden, you know, everybody's getting up in arms and there's like a Facebook post and they're like, yeah, you know, kill the mammy within, you know, we don't like that Paula Deen is doing this. And, but what's really funny is that picture has been on their website for like 5 years. So, and the lady that's featured in the picture has worked for their company for over 17 years. And they say she's kind of like family. Now, mind you, we know what kind of family Paula Deen, you know, means with black people, but she's worked there for 17 years. So this is not like it's an actress or actor, you know, whatever. This is like a real person, you know? So, you know, by complaining and talking about, you know, now she's really overdoing it. Do you think we are overdoing it? Like we, like black people, we're overdoing it when it comes to Paula Deen now?
I mean, I think it's more of a waste of time. I mean, if you're going to continue to spend your money at her establishments and buy her products and stuff like that, then why waste your time reacting to foolishness? You know what I'm saying? And even for Paula Deen, again, it's almost like how we said about other people like R. Kelly and stuff like that. Who is the person that's advising you? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You just went through this whole shitstorm of racism. You know, wouldn't you kind of just go through and just take down everything that could possibly rekindle those thoughts about you? Mm. You know, so I see it both ways, but I don't think it's something black people should really waste their time with.
Right. I actually kind of agree with that. I mean, especially since it's been there for 5 years and all of a sudden, like, people are like, now just bringing up, you know, mm-hmm. that picture on the website. And, you know, and again, it's not an actress. So it's an actual person that works at the you know, their restaurant or has been working for them for a long time. Now, granted, if you see the picture, you would be like, oh, okay. You know, like I said, it's a black lady ringing a bell, and she looks like, come on and get it. Like, you know, whatever it was they used to say back in the day.
I mean, but isn't really, in all honesty, what? Isn't really the Popeye's Chicken Lady the same person?
For me, yeah.
Just a 21st century version.
Pretty much, yeah.
You know, I promise you, if I were to bump into her on the street, she ain't going to talk like that.
Mm-hmm. Aren't you waiting for her to say guarantee?
I'm just...
And wait a minute, what's up with the beer can chicken that looks like that same old
ripping chicken?
Yeah, it looks like the same goddamn chicken.
They rerun the same shit.
You know, it's like, I mean, really?
Take her from a fat boy that knows his Popeye's chicken.
Same shit.
Just rerunning the same shit.
Okay. All right. Ooh, real quick before we go. So Simone Green, I know you heard this story. This is the story about the teacher, well, the substitute teacher that pretty much went down on the 17-year-old in the classroom. You remember that story? I know you had to hear this. This is a local story. Mm-hmm. So now his family is suing the school system for like millions of dollars. And I was like, really? I mean, and don't get me wrong, I don't think she should have been, you know, sucking the young man off, especially not in a classroom. And he, although I think the age of consent in DC is like 16 or 17, but it's still super gross.
It is 17, but
still super gross.
It's the teacher student relationship.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's still super gross.
But you know,
gross.
I'm going to be honest with you. For some reason, this did not bother me.
Well,
because she's 21.
Yeah, and you know what? Actually, what was, it seemed like, I don't even want to say it like this. It almost seemed like he was kind of like the aggressor. And mind you, she didn't have to, you know, acquiesce and be like, okay, well, let's go ahead in the classroom and do it. Don't tell anybody. You got a 17-year-old boy. You know he's going to tell somebody.
They're of the same mind set.
True, but you know he's going to tell somebody.
I mean,
first of all, you know you can't be a teacher or a substitute teacher or even the same age and suck somebody off in school he's not going to tell nobody.
And, you know, I know this is a bad thing to say for people that are especially like in college getting ready to come out now, but I just really think that is just too young to be in that position.
What, as a teacher?
Yeah. I really do.
Why?
If you're going to be 21, I think you should be dealing with like kindergarten or first, second, third, fourth, fifth grade.
What are you saying? It's like
you can't be dealing with high school. You just left them a couple years ago.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Dude might have been a freshman when you was a senior type shit. Mm-hmm. So, again, you guys are of the same mind frame. You do the same things. You have the same thoughts. You probably go to the same functions and events and all of that. You know what I'm saying? So, it's just, to me, it's just too toxic of a situation where something like that can happen.
Yeah, I agree with you. Even if it was the roles were reversed and it was a female student and a male teacher.
If it was that, you know, they would have strung them to a tree by now.
She's actually not doing that great either. So don't make it seem like she got a cakewalk. I mean, she was arrested and everything. And that, I'm pretty sure, well, depending on how they do the 17-year-old.
Let's follow this story. She's going to get the ultimate slap on the hand.
She may have to register, depending on, like I said, since it's 17 and you said D.C. is, the age of consent is 17 in D.C., because I'm thinking, like, if it wasn't, she would have to register as a sex offender. So, and that would carry her, meaning no more substitute teaching for you. You better get another career because you can't go X amount of feet, you know, by a school or playground, and you have to register as a sex offender. So either way, to me, that situation was super gross because, you know, again, you're a teacher, he's a student, and if you wanted to do something or have some type of kind of, you know, whatever, quote-unquote relationship, for lack of a better word, you should have done it off school property. And the first day, that's the part that got me. I'm like, God damn it, the first day.
The part that got me was she should, even though they are that close in age, she should have realized something was wrong when his request for fellatio was, I want you to do it the same amount of times as my jersey number.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Really?
You should have been like, ooh, you're young. I can't be bothered with that. You're grossing me out. And she had a boyfriend. But anyway, I digress. So you're right. I'm going to pay attention to the story just to see what happens. But I was just very interesting. And I'm like, ooh, girl. Damn, you done got yourself in a world of trouble. And we know what you look like now. So, we're going to go to break real quick.
I was actually kind of trying to look her up because she can get talked into it that easy. I need to wrap to her.
All right, we're going to go to break real quick. We'll be right back.
Jesus, children, Jesus loves you. Jesus, children, hello, children, Jesus loves you of America.
Welcome back, y'all. It's Man Big B, RTR. I just feel like I should be talking real slow right now. Oh, no, wait a minute. We've been warned about that. Welcome back from our pseudo break where we just pushed pause and took a sip of tea and water, and we're right back here with you. How are you?
Yay.
I break for you to pause the show and get done things that you want to get done. It is that time where we get to chop it up a little bit about a show that may be new to some, not so new to others. This show today, I think most of our viewing audience are somewhat familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, I toss the reins over to you, Queen.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. So today's show, we are recapping the description. Well, if I read the description, you're pretty much going to know what I'm talking about. So today's show, is the description is, you ever wanted to not care and yell, "Forget that, yo"? Random people meet on a podcast from all walks of life and have conversations about all the crazy things we go through on Earth and space too. We hold nothing back, so give us a listen. So in case you didn't get that from the description, the show we are recapping today is the Forget That Yo podcast. FOGETDATYO.
You see, there it is with your blackishness.
What?
Because you so hard wanted to force that R into there. There's no R.
Forget.
No, you said forget that, yo.
Oh, did I?
Yes, you did.
I didn't spell it with that.
You could
that way,
not
did I?
Unleash your inner niggerism to drop the R.
Damn it. Forget that, yo. Is that better? That's how the theme song goes.
Mm-hmm. And actually, just like you black people gotta sing everything.
That's their theme song. And it gets stuck in your head when you actually listen to the song. I mean, to the show. But anyway, so there are 103 episodes in. So they just celebrated their 100th episode, which congrats on that. The show actually runs about 2 hours. They discuss news, entertainment, different topics, parodies. The show is Stone Terrible, Lionel, Anthony the Black, Hasselhoff, and KD, which I think is pretty funny. So in the beginning, when they introduce themselves, they go through like a 10-hour introduction because they're always AKA this person, AKA that person, AKA this. Like the clip, like I wanted to play the clip because I thought it was really cool the way they introduced themselves. But the clip was almost like 2 or 3 minutes. So I figured that was a bit long. So if you want to listen to their intro, go listen to that show. Anyway, so let's get into the first clip, and this is the guys discussing the BET Awards.
Yo, Terry on DJ Mustard like twins, didn't they?
Man, boy. Yo, he is no longer little Terry-O, my nigga.
Why?
Terry-O.
Why they post workout videos, but he getting bigger?
Yo, he was huge, yo. Like, why they didn't find a bigger shirt?
Man, that man looking, man, they need to do something, man.
And why ain't nobody teach him the shmoney dance before he came out there? It was a struggle.
He was just trying to stand up dance.
Hell yeah.
Bruh. Terry looked like old girl from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. After she had that gum.
She blew up like a blueberry.
I'm like, man, I don't want to talk bad about the kid, but y'all got to do something with him. Ever since he did, ooh, he done gained about 50 pounds.
Hey, man, that's because every time he said kill him, they tossed him a treat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, he said a treat.
You know what's really funny? I was actually just watching Willy Wonka and Chocolate Factory yesterday. And it was that one scene with the little girl, you know, that eats the bubble gum and she, like, blows up and, like, flies away. I'm sorry. I thought that was really funny. Because it reminded me of that episode. Anyway, you know I'm corny, so what can I say? All right, let's go into the next clip, and they're still talking about it.
Migos dude, man, he had on a crushed velvet footy pajama outfit, man.
You said a footy pajama.
And it was the tightest of the tights.
Oh my goodness.
Man, like, yo, they making bad fashion decisions, dog. Like,
that man on a Gucci onesie.
Yeah.
Gucci onesie.
What the fuck is going on, man? Like, this shit is getting ridiculous.
You know, when I heard this part, and I didn't watch the BET Awards, one, because I forgot, and two, it's the BET Awards. I was like, why are men all of a sudden dressing kind of crazy? Like, what the hell is up with that? Kevin Durant, the dude is another basketball player. I saw somebody posted a picture of him. He had on mandals with the little gold buckle on the top of it. Like, he said a onesie. I'm going to hope that was a joke and that he really didn't have on something that looked like a onesie.
They're accurate with their descriptions.
Oh no!
Unfortunately, it's just what it is, man. When you just because someone says like I read a lot of people's Facebook shit and whatever, and they deem themselves fashionistas and shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that don't mean you go hire her as your stylist.
Mm, somebody's cousin.
That shit ain't working. But tight is right there, you know, and the low crotch and the whole everything. It's just ridiculous.
I just don't understand that, and I don't understand why, you know, guys are dressing like that all of a sudden. You know, I mean, I can understand if you dress European, you know, the suits are tight when you dress European. But I don't understand.
You know, the one thing I will give credit to with a lot of what I'm seeing is, and it's kind of going under the radar. And you got to take like Rick Ross out of this picture. He's like the oddity of this. But if you look at a lot of the entertainers and stuff now, it's almost starting to look like, you remember back when you used to watch Soul Train?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was thin as shit.
Oh yeah.
And it seems like it's almost starting to move back that, which is good, because at least these people now, if you're thin because all you have is a diet of scissor and weed, I mean, that's something different.
I thought weed made you hungry.
And then scissor passes you out, so you don't eat. So I don't
know. Shit, okay. Ooh.
I don't know.
Ooh.
You have some mollies as a snack or something. You know, whatever.
Okay.
If that's the way you're getting there, then yeah. Ooh. Put the nicks on everything I just said, but I actually took that away from the BET Awards. I'm just kind of looking, well, except for the women that are injecting everything into their ass and tits and all that.
Okay, that's kind of getting a little ridiculous. I saw Tiny in your girl. What's your girl? Shmukuska?
Whatever, yeah.
Skus Joe. I'll say S Joe because I can't remember what the hell. But anyway, I saw them on the reel, speaking of ass injections. I was like, y'all kind of went overboard. Like, your booty don't even look real. They don't look real.
At least she talks about it now.
Yeah, both of them actually, yeah.
Now, I don't believe that story about her going to Africa and getting her eye color changed.
I don't know if she went to Africa, but I know she did get her eye color changed.
It's not contacts?
No. Mm-mm. They said she talked about it on Instagram. No, not contacts. She said she didn't want to wear contacts, so she got her eye color changed, which is really kind of spooky. I'm like, you let somebody
fuck with
your
eyes like that?
To me,
that's more spooky than fucking cloning.
I'm like,
I mean, you
could have went blind. Which was really funny because watching her on the reel, and I know we went made left turn, but watching her, those two on the reel, it was like that's when Tiny, her eyes were still, I guess, you know, brown, dark brown. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, because I was like, ooh, are her eyes going to be that crazy, scary color they are now? But no, they were still brown, I guess, when they taped that episode. So, but yeah, I saw like the side by side. I was like, ooh, wow, that's kind of spooky.
I'm not going to believe until I see it in person.
Okay.
It's camera tricks.
Camera tricks.
I just don't believe there's somebody. If you can change a person's eye color, you can go into somebody's eyeball and change their color. We should be at a point where you start making motherfuckers see. we should be able to let Stevie see and just listen to the music he puts out now.
See and listen? Wait, what?
If Stevie could see, what would he write about? What would his music sound like now?
That's actually interesting.
He might sound like Snoop Dogg if he see all this miserable shit going on out here.
That's a good point. Anyway, okay, sorry.
Forget that, yo.
Right, as we moved on and started talking about other shit. Okay, so let's get back to the last clip. And
they the ones made us start talking about ratchet black people, and it wasn't our fault. I had surgically removed that shit out of my mind after I watched it.
Like I said, I totally forgot about it.
They put it back in.
They totally did.
And the cypher sucked. God, the cypher sucked.
Yeah, that's they talked about that too on the show. Jesus, they were saying how Christ. Really horrible it was.
Except for the dude from Gettysburg, Maryland. Last house. Thank you.
Yeah. And they said Common was on there too. Common and somebody else did a great job. But they said the cypher's really, and to quote, somebody said it was trash. Mm-hmm. So that's really sad because, I mean, I remember watching one of them. And it was really good. I don't know if that was last Cypher's year.
The only reason to watch the BET Awards.
Yeah. Yeah, they were, you know, they were saying it was like, were there any awards even given out for, you know, for the show? Right. I'm like, do they even do awards anymore? Mm-hmm. Or is it just lifetime achievement?
I think they do more, but for the sake of the show, they cut a lot of them out.
Oh, okay. Welp.
You know, they do the awards given out earlier, bro.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, all shows do that, but, I mean, it just seems like it's more chatty, talky, rappy.
All ratchet, all the time. BET Awards, tune in.
Ugh. Okay, that's sad. Anyway, okay, so this next clip, listen to it. It's a little long, but, you know, you'll see why I played the whole thing, B.
Yo, can you tell, do y'all get mad at text messages?
I get mad at groupies that won't stop.
Like, yo, I seen this on Key and Peele, and my wife does it too. Like when she read emails and shit, like,
oh yeah,
a person's the tone of the email. I'm like, yo, you can't tell that. Like, read this. I read it. I'm like, I'm not getting none of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you just don't like this motherfucker.
They trying me.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
have
like,
a good day. What you mean?
Oh, this motherfucker. Like, you know, it's not that serious, man. But, yo, like, do that happen? Like, when you read a team, I'm like, oh, he tripping.
When they use cat blocks and stuff.
But what if somebody just a lazy typer? You know what I'm saying? Like, put the cat blocks on and just don't take it off.
No, the worst is when somebody do that, like, you wrote a whole message out, and they respond with, like, four words.
Yeah, for real, yo. Especially if you ain't got good typing skills. It took you a good little minute to type all that out, and somebody hit you back, okay.
Yeah, you'd be like.
You know, as soon as I heard that reminded me of you and I, right? Did you see that episode of that snippet of Key and Peele that I sent to you? Damn you, I wanted you to watch it because I'm telling you, when I heard them talk about this, it totally reminded me of you and I. And how it's like we send each other text messages. Don't give me that look. How
if we send you want each me to read shit or watch it, send less shit.
No, I sent the clip of that because long time ago. Like
you will send that clip, but then it will be embedded into 15 other fragmented sentence texts.
What do you mean fragmented? Fragmented.
It's like you'll be like, hey, what time are we taping? Text. Next text. I mean, considering that we are taping today, text. Next text. I just didn't know what your schedule would have been. Text. Next text. Here's a funny clip.
Whatever, man.
Next text. Let me know if you got the first four texts.
You know what would help out? If you fucking responded to a text message. Too and many said, and said, let me catch up or be easy. Let me catch up. Or less goddamn, text. Or at least give it a
less
K.
Less text. And guys can't do K.
Okay. I never type K. I always type okay.
You're a guy.
Because I think that, well, it is what it is. Because I don't, K is like, I just don't feel right doing that. But anyway, so like I said, when I heard that clip, I was like, mm-hmm. Because, so the Key and Peele sketch that he's talking about
is on one hand, on one side of the, you know, the phone, you know, the guy's getting the text message and getting super pissed off. And on the other side of the phone, the guy's just like, just meet me when you, you know, text me when you get here. And he's like, just thinking regular shit, you know. But the other person is taking it totally different and in totally in a wrong way.
I do that.
Getting pissed off.
But you know what my thing is? I know. My thing is, I put that on the person sending the text. If you built a reputation of being a jackass, then I'm going to read your text messages in jackass tone.
Yeah, I just don't think you should always, but that's my opinion. I don't think you always should read somebody's text message. Because I swear, even yours, sometimes when yours come through, I'm like, okay, let's read that again. Because he probably didn't mean it that way. So let's read it again. And then I'm like, okay, he probably meant X, Y, and Z, and not all caps, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, blah, 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 blah. However,
or maybe not.
That's what I said. Or however, dot, dot, dot. There are those moments when I am the other guy. And I'm like, oh, I am key. And I'm jumping up and down on the other side of the phone like, oh, my God, why the hell would he type that? And you really didn't mean it that way. So anyway, I just thought that was super funny. So once again, Bo, Get, Dat, Yo, Podcast Show. F-O-G-E-T-D-A-T-Y-O. You want to follow them on Twitter. It is Forget That Yo. They're on Podomatic and Stitcher. They're probably just like every other podcast. Anywhere you want to listen to podcasts, just type them in and you can find them. Okay? So we'll be back after this quick break and then we'll get into the headphone criteria. Getting into the headphone criteria for Forget That Yo. All right. So the first one, description of your show. Does your show description match the content? And once again, the description is, you ever want to not care and yell, forget that yo? Random people meet on a podcast from all walks of life and have conversations about all the crazy things we go through on Earth and space too. We hold nothing back, so give us a listen.
I think it's very accurate.
I agree with that. I think that description is pretty accurate.
I think if you're flipping through a podcast catalog and you come across that, after reading that, you should pretty much be adjusted to what you hear, mm-hmm. what follows.
True. I agree. So, okay.
Absolutely, huh? I'm down.
You're down. Okay. Number two, consistency. How often does your show come out? So it looks like it comes out, I think, a couple times a... Wait, is it... It's either like once a month. No, I'm sorry. I'm making stuff up. I'm sorry. It comes out every week. So, and sometimes they have like little bonus, like music or something like that on their show. So I would say they're pretty consistent. So.
Facts don't lie.
Facts don't lie. All right. Headphone. When we said we were going to change the criteria, but yeah, it is what it is today. All right. Production, sound quality. Can we hear you? Are there background noises? Well, I would say I'm going to have to not give one for this because particularly this episode that I was listening to, I don't know, somebody was having problems and it was kind of hard to hear them. They kept getting dropped. Now, I know that's not always the case for, you know, for the episodes that I've listened to for this show, but it kind of was like, So I'm going to, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do the half, like what you do.
Cause I'm actually on with the half as well.
Yeah, because it's not, it doesn't happen often, but for this particular episode, it just seemed to happen like an awful lot. And I don't know if it was because somebody was just at work and they're having internet connection problems or I don't know, but it was still kind of annoying. So anyway, so half or B. All right. Let's see. Is the show engaging? Do you want to listen to past or more episodes? Big B.
I'm gonna go with half as well on that one. And reason being is not that I'm not going to say that it's not engaging, because it is. Because when I listen to the show, that at least what I feel relates to my age group, you know, and I'm sort of involved in it. But I think a lot of it targets a younger age group than mine. Mm-hmm. So I think the 20 somethings, maybe early 30 somethings. Around that range can probably adapt more to it. So yeah, I think it's a little bit targeted for the age group.
Okay.
So I'll go with half on that.
Okay. I think for me, let's see. I know for me, I wouldn't go necessarily back in the archives unless someone was like, hey, go back and listen to this great episode. But going forward, I would probably listen to it more often to the show. And, it, you know, it's 2 hours, so, you know, you may have to break it up exactly. Over a period of time. But, you know, I would still probably go and listen to, you know, more of the show, right. More of this podcast.
That's sort of where my hesitation was with the description, not only is description just the overall description of your show, but of the episodes. Mm-hmm. I kind of wish there was a little bit more information so I can kind of maybe see, is there more that I can kind of latch on to quicker?
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
I don't know. Again, that could have been me. Trying to get through some episodes, or I might have overlooked some information. I don't know.
Okay.
But I do know when I, at one point when I went, I was like on the same note of you saying listening to future episodes. You know, kind of going in, I kind of went through and was like, okay. And I didn't see anything that kind of grabbed me right then, so I kind of was like, I'll listen to that later. Mm-hmm. And again, it's not that the content is not good. Believe me, I'm not saying that. It is very good
right. Content.
I just, again, for my age group, I think it's definitely funny, if nothing else. But I don't know if it's kind of keeps you locked
I got you. I would say I would still actually for me give that a headphone because I think I would listen to more episodes of it. Again, I won't go back, but I would go forward and listen to, you know, more episodes because, you know, they're at 103. So I think, you know, they'll keep getting better and better. So boop. Okay. And finally, entertainment.
I'm sorry. Uh-huh. Before we go forward, sure. I want to change it. I'm going to go full on that because it's not all about me.com. I'm not the end all be all with that. So they might have their audience. You know what I'm saying? It might work. It might work for them.
Right.
So, yeah, I have to take myself out of that equation.
Okay.
So
respect.
I'll give it to them.
Respect. Okay. So, like I said, finally, entertainment, educational value. Was there laughter? Was something learned? Well, there was laughter for me, so I didn't learn anything. But sometimes you don't need a podcast to teach you stuff. But there was laughter for me, and like I said, even in the clips that we played, it made me laugh, and I chuckled about the, you know, the Oompa Loompa purpley, you know, I mean, oops, oh, not Oompa Loompa, Tiro, when they were talking about him and the text messaging made me laugh because again, it made me think of, you know, you and I. So I definitely there was laughter for me. So
okay. There was a little bit of I think I'm gonna make a word up here, relatability. I mean, there was some things that I could relate to from what they were saying.
Okay.
And you know, yeah, I caught myself chuckling here and there. So yeah, I'll give them half on that one.
Okay. All right. So, don't tally score, tally. So it would be, would you like me to give your score?
Please.
Okay. So for you, that would be 4 headphones for this podcast. And for me, that would be 4.5, 4.5 headphones for this podcast. So, all in all, not so bad.
Check them out.
Check them out.
Hot show.
Yeah. So again, Forget That Yo podcast, and you can find them on Twitter with the same name, Stitcher Podomatic. Check them out. And it's almost that time, so we're going to go to a quick break, and we'll be right back with that moment that you all enjoy.
Can I talk my shit again?
What's going on, everybody? This is Gil Lowry, your light-skinned superhero, checking in from the Onyx Truth Podcast, and I just want to know one thing. Can I please talk my shit? And what I want to talk my shit about is this. I recently went out to eat at a restaurant with my wife and a few of her coworkers for some company dining out type of event, which was mistake number one because my wife, for the most part, has some pretty extra average and boring ass coworkers. While we were seated, this brother that works with my wife came up and sat next to me, possibly because I was the only other brother sitting at the table. The brother introduced himself to me and I in return. Next thing I know, he opens his mouth to begin casual conversation, and every other word out of his mouth was "nom san." He would start each sentence with "nom san" and end each sentence with "nom san," as if the phrase "nom san" was his verbal bookends. An example, we had a black waiter come over and take our drink orders. He says to the waiter, "nom san, let me get a sweet tea, nom san." I was looking at this Negro like, "nigga, are you serious?" What I found interesting about his "nom san" verbal bookends was that he only used the phrase with me. there were some white people sitting at the table, and when he would speak to them, his non-saying verbal bookends would disappear, and he almost went into straight Carlton Banks mode. So I'm sitting here looking at this brother like, really, you're going to beat my eardrums to death with the non-saying phrase, but you won't give these white folks the same business, huh? So after he said his piece to the white folks, he returned back to casual conversation with me, and boom, here comes the non-sayings like clockwork. All I could do was shake my head because, honestly, I really didn't hear shit he had to say for the most part except for Nam Sam. My wife kept bumping me on the elbow on the sly as a warning for me to behave because she knew any minute I was about to snap on this fool and let him know, nah, nigga, I don't know what you're saying. So here's the thing, man. Please do not Nam Sam me to death. Learn how to say a proper sentence. If need be, write that shit down on the index card and just read it to me, and I will gladly appreciate that. This is Gil Lowry. Holla.
Know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
Nah, I mean, son?
Son done.
Son? Son? I used to go to school with people that would do that all the time. But...
You know what the new one is?
What?
Feel me?
You feel me?
Feel me?
Damn.
Feel me?
Nope.
Feel me?
Sir, I don't.
No, I'm asking. That was a question.
No.
No, that was a request.
No. I knew where you were going with that. Right okay. All right.
So, Gil, what's going on, my man? Long time no talk.
Onyx Truth Podcast.
I see you. I've been keeping my eye on you, bro. Got the some of the things that we discussed a while back. I see you smooth them on out. Got the podcast chops up and fluent. Doing your thing.
Doing it.
No doubt.
So, could what Royal the guy was... Uh-oh. What cut it out. 5%. Could what the guy was doing be considered code switching? I mean, we know people do that. Black people have to do that. Well, no, I'm talking about when he was turning his attention.
Buffoonery. Could, no.
No.
Code switching is when
I'm just saying, like,
shit is, like, needed. No, you just being a buffoon.
Why are you, okay, I don't know. Help me with that. Why are you being a buffoon and it's not considered code switching? Because isn't that the definition of code switching?
Code switching is, at least to me, you don't necessarily have to be... I mean, who are those people at that other table?
It was his wife's co-workers.
No, at the other table, Okay, maybe I wasn't paying attention. So it was the same table with the white folks?
That's what I get out of it, yes.
Okay, I thought he said he was talking to somebody at another table with some white folks. Okay, no. So, I mean... That's not... Y'all sitting down to dinner, dude. This is casual. This is chill. You just being a buffoon right now. Because if y'all at the same table, then white people hear you, your entire conversation.
Well, it depends on how it was set up. If it was Gil,
where's my Switzerland music when I fucking
I'm just saying, it depends on how it was set up. To me, I don't know. I think that would have driven me crazy. Because as Gil said, I would have been like, no, I don't know. What are you trying to tell me? What are you saying? Especially when you're using it like 3,000 times in our conversation.
Spell that.
3,000 times? Spell what?
Nah, I mean.
Nah, N-A-H, M-E.
No, I'm saying that's how I would have, like, slim.
I'm like that. Isn't that how you spell it, though? Nah.
I don't know.
Nah,
I
mean.
I don't use it.
Oh. I mean, well, used to be like, you know what I'm saying? Nah, son. But whatever.
You know what I think got me out of using words like that?
What?
Me and Lee always used... I guess sort of in its place a longer thing, so we didn't say it so much.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd be like, you know, can you dig it? I can dig it. It's dug. It's over.
Okay.
I had to keep on going. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? All that. Yeah. Can I dig it?
What year was that? Anyway.
I can dig it. It is dug.
So I can.
And sometimes we just cut to the chase when we're having a conversation. It's stuck, my brother. It's done. You don't even need to go through all the rest of that.
Is that like she bees in scene? When she does that, that means you're done.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you want to sneak something in there anyway and say what you got to say. But anyway.
Sometimes you want to.
Because I just said, sometimes you want to sneak stuff in there.
N-O-T.
You want to sneak something in there and say something. Anyway, I thought that was great. Can I talk my shit?
That's my sister. I'm not going to say the innuendo that I had lined up for that one. But anyway.
Anyway. Sorry, I had a little cough there. I thought that was
they
good.
Didn't hear it.
I'm just saying. You could have been talking. I was coughing. But I felt like I was going to cough a lung up, but I was trying not to do that.
Put them fucking Newports down.
Are those your Newports out there? You pick up smoking?
No. Your Schlitzmalt liquor bull drinking friend felt that he couldn't walk away from a pack, so he had them brought to my house.
Are you serious? So this is like just the pack in case he needs.
They were left behind, and you know, Mark has the no cigarette or bull left behind policy.
Yeah.
So they were rescued, brought to me.
Oh.
To deliver to him.
Oh. Okay. Great. All right. Sorry about that.
That's why I put the shirt over. I didn't even want my daughter to even see. Like, what the? What,
well, you can still see. But anyway, so yeah, that was a great can of talk my shit, and I totally understand it. So thank you for sending that in, Gil. And we're going to go ahead and get out of here. So you can reach us again at Recap the Recap on Twitter, recaptherecap@gmail.com if you want to send us an email or send us some feedback or send us a can of talk my shit. And if you want to find me on Twitter, MS_SmartyPants. Big B.
No, no, you can hit me at In Deep Show B, spelled out INDEEPSHOW. That's where you'll find me doing loot acts on the Twitter streets.
WB?
What?
Did you say the B?
That's it. B.
Oh, you spelled out
In Deep Show B.
Oh, I didn't hear the B. Okay. My bad.
You the B.
Your brother the B.
Check it.
Yeah, B. All you I'm people, talking to you.
For everyone that hit in again. More than likely, what's going to happen is I'm going to try to chop up that lost In Deep Show, and it'll just be a lost tapes episode somewhere. Snuck in as a bonus.
Oopsie.
So,
damn you, gremlins.
Computer shit happens. Queen, as always, it's been a pleasure on the ride.
No doubt.
Even though we sound like PBS broadcasters.
I don't care.
I'll take that. Just give me the chat.
Hey, they more get you paid know. Well. The more you'll grow, you'll go.
Because your donations help sponsor shows like this. We're out of here, people.
Bye.